Fifty Shades of Grey wasn't just a book. It was a cultural earthquake. What began as Twilight fan fiction written by a middle-aged British television executive exploded into a phenomenon, selling over 165 million copies in 52 languages. Hardware stores reported a 10% increase in rope sales. Sex toy retailers couldn't keep up with demand. From Oprah to Angelina Jolie, celebrities openly discussed this explicitly erotic novel featuring BDSM. How did this happen? How did a book about whips, handcuffs, and dominance become acceptable, even celebrated, among mainstream female readers worldwide? To grasp Fifty Shades' significance, consider this striking contrast. In 1719, Robinson Crusoe captivated readers with its celebration of work, spiritual introspection, and rational mastery over nature. Sexual desire was completely absent. Three centuries later, Fifty Shades explores exclusively love, intimacy, and unconventional sexuality through a feminine lens, with the external world merely backdrop. This shift from production-centered values to consumption-oriented intimacy represents a transformation as significant as the introduction of electricity into our homes. What makes Fifty Shades particularly fascinating is how it spread. Unlike typical bestsellers pushed by marketing machines, it initially diffused informally through word of mouth and online communities. Its success defied algorithms and industry predictions. Why? Because bestsellers function as cognitive maps, helping individuals navigate confusing social terrain. They succeed precisely when they address problematic social situations, disjunctions between what we want and how to achieve it. Fifty Shades offered symbolic solutions to real contradictions women face between sexual liberation and emotional connection. Anastasia and Christian's story reflects contemporary intimacy challenges. Sexuality has evolved beyond a private act into a social phenomenon, reflecting hierarchies, power structures, and identity formation. The bedroom becomes a stage where scripts about gender, power, and consent play out. This sexual freedom creates uncertainty. With sexuality detached from marriage and reproduction, distinguishing between physical attraction and emotional connection becomes complex. These anxieties define modern dating culture. Christian Grey serves as an allegory of contemporary masculinity, sophisticated yet emotionalist, treating sexuality like consumer leisure. His Red Room of Pain symbolizes this consumerist approach. Anna's doubts about his intentions mirror a broader cultural concern. How to distinguish sexual interest from genuine emotional connection in an era of casual relationships? Christian represents modern male ambiguity, financially successful yet emotionally stunted, physically powerful yet psychologically vulnerable, sexually intense yet intimately guarded. The novel's central fantasy is his transformation from cold businessman to devoted lover, addressing female anxieties about male commitment. This transformation maintains his masculine appeal through BDSM, where dominance coexists with emotional vulnerability. Both characters blend gender traits. Grey combines masculine power with feminine emotional yearning, while Anna balances masculine autonomy with feminine vulnerability. Modern romance presents a contradiction between love's traditional surrender and contemporary emphasis on independence. This tension plays out dramatically in BDSM dynamics, where Christian's demand for Anna's voluntary submission highlights the paradox of requiring autonomous choice to give up control, echoing Hegel's master-slave dialectic. Unlike traditional BDSM literature, Anna maintains her autonomy by refusing Christian's contract and walking away when needed. Her resistance creates a struggle for recognition that intensifies their connection. The novel skillfully presents autonomy and submission not as opposites, but as complementary forces in a psychological dance, expressed as, "I desire that your desire desires my desire." This reframes how submission can enhance rather than diminish personal autonomy. Modern societies create chronic recognition deficits, making self-esteem elusive. Anna embodies common insecurities, feeling awkward, poorly dressed, and perpetually questioning why Christian would choose her over more sophisticated women. Yet her authenticity and strength of character are precisely what draw him to her, fulfilling readers' desires for validation beyond surface qualities. Christian, despite his external success, harbors deep self-hatred from childhood trauma, manifesting in his need for control. Their relationship becomes mutually healing. Anna accepts Christian's darker aspects without judgment, while he celebrates her natural beauty and intelligence. Each helps remedy the other's insecurities. The novel presents love as an ontological anchor, where both characters find validation through mutual recognition that transcends social pressure and internal doubts, a compelling fantasy in our era of constant comparison. The novel reveals ambivalence toward feminist transformations in relationships, not rejecting feminism, but longing for the emotional certainty of traditional roles. A viral text, "Just Take Me Already," captured this sentiment, suggesting women sometimes desire partners who simply know without constant discussion. This reflects fatigue with maintaining equality through endless communication and boundary setting. While these practices are important, they can feel draining and unromantic. The fantasy of intuitive understanding represents a desire for respite from constant relationship negotiation. Christian Grey embodies this duality, traditionally possessive yet recognizing Anna's autonomy. He blends old-world chivalry with modern sexual liberation, his protective nature becoming appealing because it enables female pleasure. The novel thus bridges traditional masculine protection with feminist sexual empowerment. This dynamic speaks to broader tensions between feminist progress and lingering attraction to traditional gender roles. Grey represents a fantasy solution, a dominant male figure who enables rather than restricts female agency while maintaining masculine traits, creating much of the story's appeal.
Why would feminist-minded women embrace a novel featuring consensual pain? Unlike traditional gothic literature's victimhood narratives, 50 Shades presents power dynamics as negotiable arrangements, with Anna maintaining agency and setting boundaries throughout. BDSM's rising popularity alongside gender equality offers three solutions to modern heterosexual dilemmas. It creates chosen power roles independent of gender, transforms psychological tension into controlled physical experiences, and ritualizes pain through precise protocols that create emotional distance. This framework explains BDSM's appeal to readers, balancing sexual desire with feminist values. The explicit negotiation of power, rather than implicit acceptance, enables both submissive exploration and personal autonomy, while strict consent protocols create safe spaces for complex fantasies.
The resolution suggests the ideal modern relationship successfully integrates both sexual excitement and emotional commitment, challenging the notion these elements must be mutually exclusive. The fantasy proposes that even the most sexually experienced, emotionally guarded individual can be transformed by genuine love while maintaining erotic intensity, a powerful dream for women navigating today's confusing romantic landscape. In essence, 50 Shades became a global phenomenon by offering an accessible framework for exploring power dynamics within safe boundaries, making taboo subjects approachable for mainstream audiences. Its lasting impact lies not in literary merit, but in its role as a cultural catalyst that normalized discussions of desire and helped millions explore their own boundaries within a consent-based framework. The novel ultimately offers symbolic solutions to real contradictions women face between sexual liberation and emotional connection, autonomy and submission, feminist ideals and traditional attractions, creating a cognitive map for navigating the complex terrain of modern intimacy.